I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. State troopers made over 100 stops enforcing Georgia's new hands-free driving law Sunday. The first day the law was in effect, under the Hands-Free Georgia Act, drivers are not allowed to operate a phone by hand or use any part of their body to support the device. Fines range from $50 to $150. Police say the new law is meant to reduce crashes caused by distractions. Georgia road builders are struggling to find workers. GPB's Sophie Peel reports on the growing labor shortage.
Georgia's unemployment rate is 4.2%. That's just one of several hurdles construction companies face. The work is also physically demanding, and many younger workers don't see it as a viable career. Randy England handles hiring for Reeves Construction in Macon.
Nobody talks about go to technical college or get a trade like a welding, and that trade is stick with you the rest of your life. And the baby boomers are retiring, 10,000 a day.
England says 60% of the construction workforce is made up of baby boomers, and the problem is compounded by fewer immigrant workers. He says the industry is considering raising salaries to attract more workers. For GPB, this is Sophie Peel in Macon.
A Georgia teenager taken from his parents after they allowed him to smoke marijuana to treat frequent seizures was allowed to return home Monday. The 15-year-old boy was being treated with prescription medications and legal medical cannabis oil, but to no avail. However, once he began smoking marijuana, the seizures stopped. When authorities found out the teen was smoking marijuana, he was placed in state custody, and his mother and stepfather were charged with reckless conduct. At a hearing yesterday in Twiggs County Juvenile Court, the state agreed to return the teen to his parents under the guidance of a protective order. Forest Park is now the sixth city in Georgia to decriminalize marijuana. CBS 46 reports the city council voted 3-2 in favor of the change. Now, first-time offenders will be charged $100, then $300 for a repeat offense. After that, any subsequent violations will be left to the discretion of a judge. The move to decriminalize weed started 2 years ago in Clarkston, followed by Atlanta, then unincorporated Fulton County, and the new city of South Fulton. The only other Georgia city outside Metro Atlanta is Savannah. Well, tens of thousands of runners are expected to hit the streets of Atlanta tomorrow for the AJC Peachtree Road Race. The 6.2-mile course starts at Lenox Square and travels down Peachtree to 10th Street in Midtown, finishing just outside Piedmont Park. Many roads along the course will be closed early tomorrow, including large sections of Peachtree and Lenox Road, as well as the Buckhead Loop. Event officials are issuing a yellow alert ahead of the race, meaning spectators and runners should be cautious due to the heat and the humidity. The earliest group will start just before 6:30 a.m. The AJC Peachtree Road Race is one of the largest 4th of July events in the country. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves defeated the New York Yankees last night in extra innings by a score of 5-3. Atlanta and New York play again tonight at Yankee Stadium, first pitch at 7:05. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.